The timeout's over, and the action resumes now. Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis. KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, let's crank up a Football Friday, shall we? Lee Sterling
from ParamountSports.com
is back with us, and he just as hot as a firecracker. Went 3-1 with the picks he gave us last Friday. And back for more from Paramount Sports. And Lee, you got a couple games that I don't envy you in that you got to make picks because, especially in a pandemic, you got to fly blind in a couple of these things. And one of these games is kind of hastily thrown together. And Bruce and I talked about the schedule between Baylor and Houston and how flexible everybody has to be. So, and I think we've discussed this before when everybody's 0-0. How do you make a determination, especially without a spring game, how to come up with who you want to go with, especially in the case of Baylor and Houston, where Baylor's favored by 4.5?
So, in all honesty, it's not going to be a game that I'm personally playing. And but, you know, I like to break down and predict. You don't want to hear about Louisiana Lafayette against Georgia State. I'm going to give your listeners the games that they care about and give them my take. So I think I've got a side that I think is the right side on this game, and I think it's Baylor. You know, Houston does return 19 starters, and that's why the line is under a touchdown. But sometimes when you return 19 starters, if you're not very good, it doesn't make much difference. Baylor, I like their new head coach, Dave Aranda, defensive background, and they're going to need it. They only return two starters on the defense, but he should be able to piece together a respectable defense. They're going to, you know, not be as free-wielding with the offense and throwing the ball long like they did last year. They're going to try to play ground and pound and use the run to set up the pass. They return all five starters on the offensive line. Really good quarterback in Charlie Brewer. And Houston, I mean, they're okay, but, you know, they haven't – the only team they've upset in the last 3 years that's worth anything is – has really been Arizona, and they're nothing special. They lost twice to Texas Tech, three times to Memphis. Even Washington State they couldn't beat. I like Baylor, 35-28.
All right.
Where are you generally on the Big 12? And I know especially you guys can't make knee jerks in the first week, but you called it. Kansas and Kansas State were both bad to worse.
So was Iowa State.
Last week. Iowa State certainly laid a huge egg against Louisiana at home. By the way, they nice little club Louisiana has, but that's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. Now, Oklahoma State appears to be one of the haves. Texas, Oklahoma, you always count on them. Oklahoma State seems to be in that grouping, and you've got them large and proud here this week with the line at 23.
Okay, here's something that most people won't talk about. The matchup between not just the receivers and the safeties for Tulsa, it's how safeties are in run support. So they got some big problems here. Oklahoma State likes to push the ball down the field. They'll throw more bombs, takeoffs, posts, corners than you will see on any team in college football, almost like 25% more than any team. Why do they do it? They got this kid, Tylan Wallace, that's going to be a next-level player in the NFL. Also added Tay Martin. A lot of people don't know about him from Washington State. What did he do the last 2 years? Well, he only caught balls for over 1,600 yards and 18 touchdowns. He'll be a nice addition. So they pushed the ball down the field. And Tulsa has two new sophomore safeties that have never started a game. So they're going to be concerned about the receivers. And then... and run support. A lot of people don't realize you better take some good angles against Chubb Hubbard and tackle him. You take a wrong angle, you won't even touch him. You're off by a step, he'll stiff arm you, and he'll be gone 75, 80 yards. Mm-hmm. And then you got to have great special teams if you want to beat Oklahoma State. You don't have the talent to match up on the lines. They return no one in the special teams. True freshmen, they're going to have to start a kicker. Redshirt freshman punter. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Give me the Cowboys here, 52-7.
I'm with you.
All right.
I'm with you.
Yeah, and in Houston, is Dana Holgerson's kid one of the backup quarterbacks?
He is.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah,
they got could see some playing time in the fourth quarter in the game.
Yeah, they got a kid named Toon, I think, is their starting quarterback since Derek King took off. All right, to the pro game now. And Bruce and I were talking Monday, maybe it was, Lee, about how 0-1 in the NFL just feels twice as bad because you got all offseason to get ready for the one opponent that's on your schedule that you know, and you come away with a loss. And in Dallas and Atlanta's case, they both did. And now at the Star with, I don't know, about 20,000 people maybe, 20-some percent capacity of that cavernous stadium, Dallas will actually have fans. This one figures to be a shootout, and Dallas is favored by 4.5. How do you see this one?
I think it will be, too. And I've talked to some people who have been to some games, and it's really strange. You're sitting there with a mask on and you can't go up. You got to order from your seat on your phone, and they deliver the food to you most places in a box. You don't get a straw with your soda. You get a can of soda in the box. It's just a weird experience. So I'm going to wait until they open it back up to start going to games. But this is going to be a fun game to watch. Atlanta, the problem here, they just keep getting off to slow starts. And when you get off to slow starts, that's going to spell trouble here for Dallas. Dallas will use that run to set up the pass. Atlanta just has not addressed their defense, and their offense is good enough to win, but when they've been trailing in the fourth quarter, only one win coming behind in the fourth quarter in the last 3 years. So I like Dallas. I think they'll win this game here in a shootout, 38-24.
Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports giving us his locks of the week. 3-1 last week, and he's got a pretty good game of the week waiting for us here that we'll get to, or that he'll get to in just a moment. But Kansas City and the Chargers. Lee, this is with Kansas City, are we just going to see big numbers with them all year long? I mean, are we going to see double-digit spreads? I mean, they're 8.5 this week, but is this Kansas City team going to kind of rewrite some of the rules of odds-making?
It's going to be scary if they continue on this run here. But here's something interesting. How many times Patrick Mahomes has faced the Chargers defense 4 times? How many times do you think he's thrown for 300 yards against the Chargers?
Probably none.
I'm going to say none since it sounds like a trick question.
Right.
Yeah.
Zero. So the Chargers have some players. They got 2 rushers in both and Ingram. They got Perryman in the middle line in the back of their position, who's finally healthy again. They bring over one of Denver's best cornerbacks. I just don't think this is a great matchup here for Kansas City going on the road, playing in a place where, you know, at least the Chargers have practiced. And Phillip Rivers, the reason why the Chargers lost all 4 of those games is Phillip Rivers would throw it away, you know, at least 1 or 2 fourth-quarter interceptions every single game. So I don't like game managers, but, you know, I think when you bring in someone who, you know, at least doesn't turn the ball over and Tyrod Taylor, I think it might be a good thing in this case here. So I think the Chargers can be able to run the football here. Eckler is one of the most underrated backs. They have a good offensive line and some receivers that don't drop the ball. I like the Chargers. I'm going to call for the biggest upset of the weekend. Give me the L.A. Chargers 35-31 over Kansas City.
Wow.
All right. Straight up.
Wow.
A lot of dogs last week, a lot of chalk this week, except for that one.
Yep.
So, all right, and ParamountSports.com, and correct me if I'm wrong with this, 800-400-9741, is that right?
Yeah, you got that down.
That's
you've been doing it for a
just
while.
Just off the top of my head, yeah. That would be the Pittsburgh.
You may not know your significant other's number, but you're going to remember that number.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday, but I got that number. Hey,
exactly.
Pittsburgh and Denver is your game of the week. So
should be a fun game on Sunday. If they want to get that game, it's my strongest play on Sunday. I'll give it to them for free. Just call 800-400-9741. In fact, I'll even give them the game tonight in basketball. What a run we've been on. 7-3 run in basketball. And in football, how about this? We went 2-1 the first week, 8-5 last week. We won last night with the over. The Cincinnati-Cleveland game, that was over. The total over by the third quarter. I was sitting back. I'm not a drinker, but I had a couple glasses of scotch and just chilled after that. My heat took care of business. So How about this, guys? We rate our games from 10 to 50 units. My first 40 to 50 unit selection of the year. We're over 75% over the last decade on these rare 40 to 50 unit plays. You get 2 weeks of games, just $297. You can order it right now, ParamountSports.com, or call and get the free games. Like I said, the Pittsburgh game against Denver and the NBA game tonight, the L.A. Lakers in Denver, first game of the series on me, 800-400-9741.
Lee, good to catch up with you. Good luck this weekend. Stay hot.
Okay. You too, guys.
All right, Lee. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. When we come back, we will have a Syndio HRO prop question. So we'll keep the picks theme going as far as who gets more yards on Sunday. That'll be the Syndio HRO Twitter question. Plus, we'll have Thomas Gilbert along 20 minutes from now. We'll make our own picks, 10:25, with Todd Benway of State Farm as they jump back into the fray at 10:25. It is currently 9:40. It's Shane, it's Bruce, it's Max. This is a Friday Sports Daily on KFH.